Hi, welcome to the Growth Quest podcast with Balkis Abdulghafar. Today is Monday and we will be having our Monday motivational series. Now, I love to do this. I consider it a duty for me to be able to bring to you content that will stir myself up, stir you up for a better, purposeful life. When I sink in knowledge from a lot of experiences and books, I believe it is a duty vested on me to bring it to you in another way that we could actually laugh about it, get to understand the lesson in it. And I believe this is a family of motivation and inspiration and definitely transformation. So you don't just come here and listen, but rather you come here, listen and take it into the world, implement it. We've had few episodes before. We've had an episode talking about waiting on destiny, where I actually tried to convince you that as much as you're waiting on destiny, as much as you're waiting on destiny is also waiting on you to make the decision, to make the actions happen, to make things happen. Because you cannot keep waiting on destiny. A lot of us, I grew up in an environment where I had the face, it's all destiny, it's fate. I had it a lot. So for me to be able to grow to the new mentality that, wait, yes, destiny is waiting on me as well. Because if I want to be this person, and yes, destiny has it for me, it wouldn't just come to me. I have to go out into the world and search for it. We had episode on becoming and becoming. What do you have to say to yourself at 70? Do you want to regret it, or do you want to be happy about the life that you've lived? And so all of these things, I tend to listen to them myself because they make me feel the lessons, and then I go out into the world to implement those things. Because before this lesson is for you, it is for me first. So I hope we are living our legendary life. All of us have a big life. We all have a life that is worth telling our kids about at 70, our grandkids about. And we don't want to live our life joking around, playing around with opportunities that we get. We need to give ourselves permission to go into the world and be that man, be that woman. We don't want to be defeated by all of these self-desires and temptations. They wouldn't last. But what you do now to build the life that you're meant to live, that's what we want. That's the real thing. Because these temptations and these self-desires will not last forever. So the question is, what are you doing? Who are you unbecoming to become who you're meant to be? And how much are you not just waiting on destiny, but you're also making destiny realize that you're making the actions? What do you want to say at 70? Do you want to laugh reading this book of life of how you've lived your 70s? Or you want to just look at your 70 years and cry over it, saying that you didn't chase your dreams, you didn't follow those things that you were meant to follow, you didn't take risks? We don't want that. And that is why now I want to make you listen to this, so you can get to realize that there is a life waiting for you at the other side of the door. Today, let's talk about second chances. We will fail many times. Many times. We will fail many times. But are we willing to try again? And that's what second chances are all about. Willing to try again. To press the reset button, to say to yourself, I'll try again. For me, second chances aren't just the second time that I tried again. The thousand times that I decide to click on reset, many times that I decided that I'll give it another trial. It's the 20th time that I decide to try again. Even if the 19th time didn't really bring out the productivity I wanted, even if I failed at 21st time, I should be able to press reset again. And that 22nd time, it's not just 22nd time, it's my second chance. I'm looking at another perspective of the whole thing. trying to imagine myself winning through this battle. See, life is one big fight. We're all fighting through it every day. You will decide that fight that you want to be fighting. Do you want to be fighting against people, competing against people, or do you want to fight against this inner devil that's trying to weigh you down, that's trying to kill that productivity in you, that laziness that is making you not go out, keeping you in your comfort zone and fighting all of those things? But don't worry, if you fail today, if you couldn't get out of your comfort zone today, you're not a loser. But you can press reset tomorrow. You can decide to try again tomorrow. That's what second chances are all about. To give yourself permission to follow your dreams. To give yourself permission to live that big life that you were created for. You and I are not created for this normal, mediocre life. We are created for a big life. We're created for a life that is worth laughing about when we read that book of life. And we cannot get to that life by simply giving up when we failed. You need to be able to give yourself second chances. Give yourself second chances. Give yourself another opportunity to try again. To go out into the world and step into the room again. Write the letter again. Submit the application again. Talk to another person about it. Try again. Just because someone said no doesn't mean it is a no for your life. Someone said no, try again. Someone might just say yes. But if you do not try, then that person may never know what you have to say. Please, go out into the world and try again. Try again. Give yourself permission to be the person you want to be. All of us are artists of our life. We write our fate. We draw this big picture of our future by everything we do every day. You're the artist of your life. So give yourself permission to draw. Give yourself permission to write the beautiful experiences. I always say that I would rather tell my kids that I tried and failed than to tell them that I didn't try at all. And so yes, go out into the world and try. You might fail this time, the first, second, third, and fourth time. It's okay, try the fifth time. Keep trying. And never give up. But yes, sometimes goodbye are also second chances. There are some things that are not just for us and we're chasing them. And if they come back to us, we think, oh, this is the second chance. Sometimes you have to recognize what are those second chances that you will take hold of and what are the second chances that you have to let go. If someone is in your life and they're not giving you the worth that you deserve, if they're misusing your presence in your life and they leave, that's a good chance for you to let them go. And when they come back, it's no second chance to take them. It's the second chance for you to make use of that lessons that you got the last time, of the fact that they didn't appreciate your presence, to let them go. Sometimes goodbyes are also second chances. So know what your second chances are given to you. There's a quote that says that second chances will come your way like trains. They will arrive and they will depart regularly. So recognizing the ones that matter is the trick. So you have to understand, what is the second chance that really matter? What are the second chance that if they come to me, I'm willing to let them go? Because they're not for you. Not all second chances are your chances. So know what your chances are really are. Know that thing that you're supposed to embrace and know that thing that you're supposed to reject the org. We will always get second chances and we get them every day. Every 24 hours, every 24 hours is a second chance. And more beautifully, every moment of your life is a second chance. Every single minute and second in that 24 hours is another chance for you to look back and apologize. Look back and try again. Pick up that book. Call that person. Write that book. Every single moment of your day is a second chance. So you decide how to use it. You decide how to use it. I think I need to say this again. Not every second chances are your chances. So don't just use this mantra of second chances come and I need them. To embrace those second chances that are not yours. Know the things that are meant for you. When you embrace second chances that are not for you, you're breaking your boundaries. Please set boundaries for yourself. Let people know when they're supposed to talk to you. Tell them the time you stop picking calls. And when you set discipline in your life, it becomes more easier for you to teach people how to treat you. You teach people how to treat you. And so, talking about second chances, it is a very beautiful thing that we experience every day. When we wake up and realize, yes, the breakfast of the world is smiling back at us, it is another beautiful opportunity. So use it well. Stop playing small. You have a great life ahead of you. And everything that you do today will matter. Go out into the world and be the man and woman that you're meant to be. Second chances are new opportunities that we should take advantage of. You see, life is very unfair and ruthless, but not always. Some people will get another chance to live. Some will get another chance to find new love after they've been broken. We just need to learn how to recognize and appreciate these new chances. Every single day. Every single day. I don't know how many times you failed, but today you have another chance. A second chance. I don't know if this is the 100th time that you're trying again, but this is another chance. A second chance to try again. I love you guys. I love the fact that we have these conversations. And it makes me feel like I am able to impact life. And in your own way, whatever way you can, share this with a friend. Let someone know that they have a second chance to do it again, to try it again. And no matter how many times they have failed, there's still another way. If the first door closes, the second, third, and fourth, those chances were not for you. This is another chance, another opportunity. So know that you're enough. But yes, you need to keep getting better. And know that you deserve a second chance. And you have it every single day. So make use of it the best way you can. Go out into the world and be a growth quester. Chase growth and find it in your own respective way.